Hey there, welcome to the call. This is Nick Good speaking. The subject of today's call is how to find your passion and purpose so that you can get unstuck from health issues and depression. Fascinating subject. In this call, we're going to be discussing what really is depression, why you need a real deal, 100% bulletproof spiritual practice to cure it, and why suppressing your true life purpose is the worst thing for your health, and how to experience freedom from all negative emotion. Wonderful subject. A couple of quotes here from the great Dr. Edward Bach, the father of flower remedies, flower essences. He once said in 1941, I think it was, that depression, no, excuse me, he said that all disease, not just depression, all disease is a consequence of disharmony between the actions of the personality and the will of the soul. All disease is a consequence of the actions of the personality and the will of the soul. So if we're really honest about it and we have a look around the world and we're looking at the world around us as a mirror, and this is what we hold fast to, this truth in superhero training, is that the reality that's manifesting around us is a mirror. And as we look into that mirror from a human perspective, we can see it's a pretty toxic reflection. So the dis-ease that's manifesting in the world around us is a consequence of all of us, to one degree or another, being out of harmony, in disharmony between the actions of our personality, the thoughts and words and actions that we're engaging in, and the consequential feeling states, and the will of the soul. So by going against our inner nature, by the very will of our own spirit, the very nature of our own being, by living out of harmony with that, we create disease, and depression is a disease. The great David Hawkins, Dr. David Hawkins, has a beautiful quote on depression, and he says that depression is an accurate response to the desecration of life. Depression is an accurate response to the desecration of life. Isn't that incredible? What an extraordinary thing to say. Depression is an accurate response to the desecration of life. So of course we're depressed. Of course we feel depression. Everyone feels it. I feel it. Everyone feels it. If you really look inside of yourself, you can feel it. Why? Because deep within us all, we're all one. Consciousness is a singularity. There are so many suffering souls absolutely living in misery, it's impossible for us not to feel that depth of despair somewhere inside of us. But the thing is, some of us are completely overwhelmed by it on an emotional roller coaster. So we're going to be, you know, really getting into this. So if you like that intro, this call is definitely for you. And especially if you experience any kind of depression or mood swings that you are not in control of, or on some kind of emotional roller coaster. It's also for you if you feel alone, alienated, confused, no one gets you, you know, the black sheep, the odd one out. If you don't have people to talk about the deeper things you're experiencing, if you don't have a receptive support group, friends, peers, that you can really have a deep sharing with, this call is definitely for you, and superhero training is definitely for you. If you need that support, I mean, we all need it to one degree or another. And it's also for you if you feel like giving up sometimes, if you've been feeling like you're beaten down, you can't go on or something like that. But something inside of you keeps moving you forward, you know, keeps giving you that hope, feeding that hope. Well, guess what? You might have found it right here today. And of course, this call is definitely not for you if you want to carry on living that old way and thinking, speaking, and acting in the habitual patterns that are reinforcing that old way of living. And you want to distract yourself or numb yourself or be in denial of the way you're feeling, then this call is definitely not for you. If you have no interest in radically changing your lifestyle, get off this call. And if you're not interested in nurturing a much deeper, genuine, authentic, real spiritual connection within yourself, get off this call. This call is also not for you if you don't want to take full responsibility for yourself and your life. Superheroes are not victims. One of the most important things is to, for success, foundational, is to eliminate all negative beliefs. Eliminate all negative beliefs. Very, very, very important. And in order to do that, in all honesty, there's only one way to do it successfully, genuinely, and that is to align yourself with an unlimited power. And we can call that power God, we can call it the spirit of life, we can call it the presence of life, whatever you want to call it, it's there. It's the only thing that actually is forever, here, eternally. Everything else just comes and goes, all these forms shifting, energy changing its form, consciousness evolving, changing its perspective, maturing, growing up. So we need, and this is what we're into in superhero training, so get off this call if you're not into embracing this possibility. We need to have a really real, direct, 100% bona fide, authentic relationship going with this living power, this living truth, this living God that we have direct access to through our own souls and is the essence of our own spirit. So this is a wonderful thing, absolutely wonderful thing. And like I like to begin always with these calls, I'm going to begin with a prayer because as the Buddhists tell us, there's nothing as fragile as action without prayer. So here we go. In the name of love, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love, hallelujah. In the name of love, through the amazing grace of the Holy Spirit and for the highest good of all beings, throughout all space and time, forever and ever, in the name of love, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love, hallelujah. In the name of love, through the amazing grace of the Holy Spirit and for the highest good of all beings, throughout all space and time, forever and ever, I pray that everyone listening to this call that needs to make the changes to their life in order to shift out of depression, confusion, overwhelm, a sense of that they can't go on, whatever it is, negative emotion, negative feeling, instability, flip-flopping around, lack of purpose, lack of passion, that they hear exactly what they need to hear from this call, and they realize exactly what they need to realize, and they feel exactly what they need to feel so that they can move to the next level of their life in service for the highest good of all beings throughout all space and time, forever and ever, in the name of love, hallelujah, 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 in the name of love, hallelujah. So just take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. Enjoy that. Let that power come into you. According to your faith, so shall it be. Superhero training is founded on spiritual practice and faith. We call that faith, Nizchay. It's a burning certainty that what you're breathing, what you're tapping into in the invisible inner realms of yourself, of your own inner being, is in fact the almighty power. That's faith. And we want to be burning with that certainty. It's called Nizchay in Sanskrit. So we're living in challenging times. No doubt about it. It's not easy for anyone. Sometimes it's absolutely overwhelming. And it's quite normal to feel depression. because it is an accurate response to the desecration of life. Now, feeling it is one thing. Doing something about it, shifting out of it, moving out of it, transmuting it, or being overwhelmed by it and possessed by it, is a completely other thing. So there's huge shifts going on right now. And there are two distinct realities, absolutely contrasting, polarized experiences that are manifesting, that are crystallizing, that are becoming more and more obvious in the world around us and within ourselves. One is a heaven on earth experience, literally, where you feel absolutely wonderful. You feel free. You feel a tremendous amount of peace. You have a lot of power within you. For instance, when you pray for someone, like I do regularly, the prayer actually works, and they're healed, or they're lifted up, or they're relieved, or there's some obvious, real deal, bona fide benefit to them when you pray. That's power. Power is also when you hold a vision or an intention, it actually comes to pass. That's power. And you don't have the power unless you're aligned with the truth and able to express the love. You can't have the power flowing through you if you're not a loving, caring, compassionate human being. If you're not service-oriented and grounded in the world, dedicated to the upliftment of others. Truth, power, and love. That's the equation. And it won't flow unless you're the real deal. You have to be plugged into the real thing and behaving in an authentic way that is in harmony with your own inner nature, and bringing that into the world to enrich the lives of others. And then you're living in a heaven on earth kind of an experience, because life is utterly supportive of that right now. On the other polarity, we could describe that as a living hell, which is basically the ego's dream being obliterated. And everything that the ego holds dear and is attached to. The ego, incidentally, is the false sense of self based on body consciousness. So because you see a physical body in the mirror and everybody calls your physical body you and you call your physical body I all the time, body consciousness is the foundation of the ego. It's the belief in separation, a separate sense of self that is separate from life. And essentially separate from, you know, everyone and everything in it. It's supported by the sensory input. We see everything, we perceive everything through the five senses of the physical body. So it's reinforced by that. And the spiritual path, the life journey, and really the foundation of genuine success, is to understand that that is the illusory perception that you need to be able to transcend. You need to see life from a different point of view, a higher perspective, a deeper sense of self. And as you do that, your world reorganizes itself. And that might be preceded by the ego's dreams and the ego's obsessions and the ego's fictions dissolving. And you may be emotionally invested in that, and it may hurt like hell. And that's what it's doing for an awful lot of people right now. So these are the two realities that are crystallizing. Our success system is based on a spiritual approach which allows you to experience, establish a sense of self in who you actually are. So very quickly, we need to understand, and this is the basis of superhero training, that the modern world is a reflection of the ego's mind. So when we look out at the modern world, at civilization, we're looking in the mirror. And when we see a toxic culture with, you know, absolute dysfunctionality from the top to bottom in every facet of our society and so-called civilization, we're looking in the mirror at toxicity within the human soul. And that toxicity is a consequence of egocentric behavior, of consciousness believing and emotionally investing in the lie that it is physical and material and needs to consume in order to thrive, needs to add to itself, become bigger, become better, become fuller, become richer, become more, in order for it to thrive or to be successful or to live life to the fullest. And of course, this is all nonsense. This is all absolutely not true. The spiritual path is very much about surrendering, letting go, releasing, relaxing, unwinding into an underlying natural state of self, which is not the way our ancestors have been doing it for a very long time. It's not the way modern civilization conditions and programs us to do it. And so the world that has we have created together is toxic. And that world is being destroyed right now. We are seeing the breakdown of civilization in every quarter. It's not a joke. This is not a conspiracy theory here. It's just the simple facts of life. And just like a physical body will break down with cancer or disease, if we've lived a toxic life, so will a world. So will a civilization. So will a culture. So will a reality. So will a universe. So will a creation. It's just the way it is. So there's nothing wrong with this. But what we have to understand is that the symptoms that we are experiencing, such as depression, restlessness, anxiety, fear, psycho-emotional overwhelm, etc., they are epidemic of a spiritual disease. Spiritual disease. The dis-ease of the ego consciousness. The dis-ease. So in order to heal that disease, we need a spiritual solution. Let's take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Soft, gentle, deep breaths, always a good idea. So, have a little baby crying in the background here. And this is the way things are in the valley, in the village right now. I live in a secluded valley in North Bali with a little community, village style. And the children are crying from time to time. It's quite rare, unlike our modern civilization where they never seem to stop. And it's a good reminder of the disease of our inner child. So let's have a look at what we're really getting into here. What really is depression? And incidentally, if you experience any of these symptoms that I outlined right now, I want you to understand that in this call and with this superhero training possibility, you have an opportunity to rid yourself of this forever. Now, you might think you can put this off, that it's not this important now, it's not that important, I've got all these other things I need to do, I don't have much time, how am I going to create the time for and space to, you know, really work on myself when I've got A, B, C, D, and E, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, and all the rest of it to do on a daily basis. Well, I just want to let you know that you are the center of your world. You are the center of your universe. You're the center of, you're actually the creator of your reality. And if you think that you can go, keep going forward, carrying the load that you're carrying, wobbling around on a roller coaster, and things are going to get better by themselves, you are rudely mistaken. You are rudely mistaken. Because we are in a time now where things are going to get a lot worse all around us. And if we have these symptoms, they are going to increase. So the sooner we get to grips with them, the easier it is to sort them out. The longer we wait, the more unfavorable our circumstances become, the more challenging it is to get it together. And it's very, very, very important that we get it together. So let's have a look at what depression actually really is. What is depression? Well, like Hawkins has told us, it's an accurate response to the desecration of life. Like Bach told us, it is a consequence of disharmony between the actions of the personality and the will of the soul. So what is depression really? Depression is ignoring your own inner nature, refusing to express yourself according to your own inner nature, repressing and suppressing your own spirit. That's what it is. Your own spirit is like the wildest creature you can imagine. There's nothing wilder, more sensitive than a soul. Nothing at all. The soul is exquisitely sensitive. If you've ever been to a zoo or somewhere like that where you've seen animals in cages, or a circus, even worse, you will notice how depressed the animals are, how sad they are. It is strikingly obvious. It touches me so deeply. I never go to zoos or circuses, but I've definitely seen them. I remember one really small one on the side of the road in Portugal one year, decades ago, and I saw this tiger pacing up and down in this really small cage, and it just struck me so clearly how this is a reflection of our wild spirits just caged in the matrix. The matrix is the prison. It's a prison for our consciousness, but it requires your investment and your belief to stay in that prison, because the door is never locked. The door's never locked. The door is unlocked all the time, and you have the choice to leave your cage or stay in it. And most people are so conditioned and so terrified and so negative and so depressed that they don't even believe that it's even possible to leave the cage. They don't even believe that it's possible to live another reality, and that is depressing. So if you're one of those people, I want to speak directly to you and say, not only is it possible to leave the cage, it's possible to experience levels of freedom and peace and happiness, joy and bliss that you've never felt before. And it's got nothing to do with the values of this material world. It's got nothing to do with the things that you might think it has to do with now. Nothing to do with your clothes or your hairstyle or your body image or what, you know, how much money you earn or how big your muscles are or how big your boobs are or what shape your butt's in, where you live, what you do. None of it. It has nothing to do with any of those values. It's about freeing your soul. And depression is your spirit, your absolute wild inner being in a cage. And you've got to open that door. And superhero training is here to support you do that. That's what we do. We free souls. We free consciousness. We free your spirit. And that basically is your feelings and your imagination and your sense of self, your absolute identity, your sense of self, which is trapped. If you're depressed, it's trapped in body consciousness, in the obsession with the physical body and the physical identity as I. It's trapped in there, and the mental programming and conditioning that goes with that body consciousness. That's what's causing your depression. You might think it's everything else around you, but it's not. It's not at all. And then, of course, you're going to make choices that reinforce that those feeling states. you believe it or not, you can be addicted to being depressed. And so create a life around you that depresses you. And you don't have to do much to create that life. You can start by turning on the television, reading the newspapers. That'll do it, just on its own. You can, you know, go through regular education and listen to the news and consider reality from a normal waking state perspective all the time, level of consciousness. That's going to depress you. Let alone shoveling down toxic food and all the rest of it, being in toxic relationships and what have you. So the reason why we need a real deal, 100% bulletproof spiritual practice to cure depression is because it is a spiritual disease. And the foundation of it is shifting out of body consciousness, the identity that goes with the physical body when you look in the mirror and say, this is who I am, into a deeper sense of self, a more real sense of self, based on soul consciousness, a spiritual experience that you need faith, love, commitment, practice, support, and consistently be consistent with in order to absolutely liberate yourself from being entangled in that ego consciousness, because you have mental, psychological, subconscious, unconscious, psycho-emotional, feeling, psycho-emotional, psycho-spiritual cords holding that complex together. Invisible cords running from your soul with spiritual energy, enlivening it, making it real within you, so that you believe it, because you feel it, so it must be real. You're all corded into that, all entangled up. And this is what mandalas and the Celtic knot represent. You know, you see these beautiful mandalas, the Buddhist mandalas, the Hindu mandalas, and the Celtic knot. They represent the intricacy of the psyche and how when it gets knotted up, it all gets entangled up and you're literally all in a tangle inside of yourself. When I was a kid, we used to go fishing by the river all the time when we were kids, and we always used to get our fishing line in a taffel. We called it a taffel. We all get taffled up. You'd get the float and the hook all around everything, catch it in the reeds, and before you knew it, you had this, everything was a taffle. It was a big mess. And the only way to get out of it was to cut the line and start again. So superhero training helps you do that. It helps you to go, supports you in going to the place within you, presenting yourself to this higher power, this almighty power that can do the cutting, can do the intricate surgical operation within yourself and release you from the living hell of being in these negative states of emotion and mindsets and hopelessness. It's a living hell and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better on its own. It's going to get worse. And incidentally, this crystallization of this and this polarization in the world right now is the two directions that it's going in require us to make a choice. We actually have to invest energy in one choice or another. There's no sitting on the fence. If you're trying to be neutral or just standing still or maintaining where you are right now, you're going backwards. You have to be digging and upgrading within yourself, because your own inner nature, your own spirit, is being carried by life now. Spiraling upwards into a completely different reality, into a completely different experience of what it means to be human. That's what's happening within you. And depression is and all those negative emotions that I outlined earlier on, is a consequence of not aligning with that upward spiraling energy, that upward spiraling natural, what Michael Bernard Beckwith calls the evolutionary impulse of life. Let's take a few breaths. breathing is so good for us. Deep, soft, gentle, deep breaths. We go into different breathing systems on the training. If you listen to my other calls, I often talk about alternate nostril breathing as fundamental. If you're stuck in any negative emotion whatsoever, alternate nostril breathing, absolutely fundamental for release from this negativity, because physiologically our neurology, our central nervous system gets locked into a fight, flight, fright response. When we're depressed, it's on a very, very low hum. And so alternate nostril breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is very relaxing, very calming, makes us feel good. So why suppressing your true life purpose is the worst thing for your health is because you are literally resisting the spirit of life, the full power of life. That's what you're resisting. And anyone that tries to resist that is going to be absolutely crushed. Now, because it's irresistible and we resist it, what it does is it flows into us through the patterns that we're running. So if we're running negative patterns, then our spirit, the power of our spirit, flows into that and it blows them up, makes them bigger, makes them worse. You can't stop the flow of life, but we can distort it. We can distort it. We can make it appear toxic by resisting and living out of harmony with our own inner nature. So that's why it's so bad. And that will, not only will it cause depression, it will cause every disease, the worst. And depression is one of the worst because it's gets you from the inside. It's hideous. And what we exist for, superhero training, really is, you know, to move absolutely out of all that and to experience absolute freedom from all the negative emotions. And it's just a consequence, it's a natural consequence, it happens on its own, of becoming more spiritually aligned within yourself, dissolving the things that are preventing that from flowing into your world, and then organizing through a vision, plan, action strategy, and a means of expressing that new flowing power in service in the world, so that you generate an income, so that you can live your life, you can, you know, generate, earn a living from living your life purpose, your dharma, your destiny, doing the thing that you're here to do. So we have structured, organized vision, plan, action protocols in place to help you channel the power that we're tapping into and express it. And then, of course, we give you the accountability and the support through the superhero training community. That's what we're into, fundamentally. Tapping into the power, removing the stuff that's preventing you from experiencing it, and then implementing, putting in place the stuff that is going to help you channel it into the world, ground it into the world through a career, service, products or whatever, through solid strategies, business strategies, and then giving you the accountability and support from a community that is, you know, gone through the same process that you've gone through. They've gone through it already. Very, very, very important we have all those factors in place. Keeps us real. So, as this happens, and this is a practice-based lifestyle, we deal with basically the seven facets of our lives, including relationships, career, relationships with ourselves, with our family, with our peer group, with our community, with the world, with God, with nature. We deal with those seven facets. And as we really and honestly move from that inner being within us and deal with the stuff that comes up in a masterful way, and this is over weeks and months, Superhero Training is a 9-month program, we release an inner joy and a peace that we didn't even know we possessed. And the wounded child, so to speak, within us transforms into the wonder child that it's actually supposed to be. And it becomes quite natural to live a fulfilled, balanced, playful and enjoyable life, where success is just a natural consequence of it, as opposed to, you know, an obsession that you fulfill at the cost of your health and relationships and God knows what else. It's just a natural consequence. And you also, you know, get to understand the world, perhaps for the first time in your life. What's, you know, really going on and why it's kind of, you know, being hidden from you, the truth of that, and what you can do about it. You'll also join a superhero family, a very loving and supportive community that has a, you know, a web-based extended community of thousands of people, because we've been going for 10 years, and these are all like-minded souls who will connect with you personally and help you and support you, and you'll be able to develop real friendships with people all over the world. You'll also get our personal support for 9 months and be able to ask us anything you want, whether it's a, you know, seemingly trivial question or something really, you know, major. And you'll receive the exact blueprint that's totally changed our lives and helped, you know, all those hundreds and thousands of other people as well. No matter what's going on now in the world, it doesn't matter what's going on around you, how bad it seems to be. In fact, it's, in a way, it's even better that it is looks so bad and looks so challenging, because that's all the more proof of the pudding of how powerful you are, the almighty power is, and the superhero training strategies are. This is an essential, is essentially a 9-stage journey where we transcend that personal ego and the negativity that is, you know, goes with it. It's just, you know, the ego is a wounded child, a victim, a prostitute, and a saboteur. That's its psychological archetypal pattern. So there's a tremendous amount of negativity embedded in the subconscious and the unconscious that goes with that. Negativity that we've inherited in our gene code, in our DNA, from the egocentric behavior of our ancestors. We transcend all that, which is a wonderful thing, being able to come from a place that is not, where your creative power is not being channeled through those patterns, is in and of itself, if that's all superhero training did, that would be a miracle. And of course, aligning with the higher power, goodness gracious me, what a blessing that is. And just being able to, you know, be free of, just cleanse yourself of this mental, emotional, and physical toxicity, this dross that just numbs us and dumbs our life down and dulls everything. And we can awaken to our true power and purpose here and totally plug into the creation just the way it is, the reality just the way it is, our lives just the way they are, to plug into that with a service that enriches the lives of others, by, you know, and doing, by doing what really makes us happy. Like, this is all I've ever wanted to do, is to help people by sharing wisdom. I've been, you know, trying to do that since I was 18 years old. having a go. Certainly since I was 22, really having a go. That's, you know, more than 30 years. 33 years. And it's just the best. That's what makes you real. That's what doing what you are here to do is what it's all about. And I wouldn't say it was easy, but goodness me, if I'd had all this support when I was 22 years old, I'd be, goodness knows what I'd be up to now. But boy, boy oh boy, it would have been an awful lot easier. So this is really unique and very, very powerful. And also learning, you know, transitioning into this next phase of humanity is not a joke. There's a whole physiological, biological, metaphysical, spiritual, emotional, psychological transformation going on. And it's, we're all feeling it. It's very, very real. The world is absolutely being turned upside down and inside out. And so are we all. So being able to navigate through that, transition in peace, while you're actually experiencing success and financial stability and emotional stability and all the rest of it, that is something else. And, you know, it's bulletproof. It works. It doesn't require on a healthy economy. It doesn't require on a this or a that. It just requires its own spiritual power and the strategic plan and the honesty and the consistency that you have to have in place in order to succeed in anything, really. So here's what I want you to do next. You're invited to join this superhero training. You're invited to, if your ears are pricking up in any way, if anything I've said has touched you in any way, you're invited to take a deeper look. Now, we only open the doors 3 or 4 times a year, and we open the doors for 20 people at a time. When you join the training, immediately you will get access to the inevitable success daily practices. And we have a super fast track, fast start sessions of these things condensed so that you can feel the power straight away. You can immediately start implementing those. This deeper understanding of the call of the times and what's really going on in the world, that's what you get immediately you join this training. You get this refreshing, higher context of what's going on. And it immediately makes you feel safer, more secure, and, you know, able to live in the real context of what's going on. Not in the confusion and the ego's perception of what's going on. And goodness me, that in and of itself, just that is just such a benefit. And one of the best things about it is it allows you to receive the benefits of the you know, the seeming collapse of everything and everyone that's going around you, and to discover the gift that's in it all. You know, the calamity, disease, breakdown, on personal or into transpersonal levels, there's a gift always in it. But receiving the gift, that's the thing. You're also going to get this support in letting go of everything that no longer serves you. This is what happens straight away. So letting go of those negative emotions and all those, you know, negative things you're hanging on to makes you feel free, light, happy, liberated, and safe. As if, you know, like you're home at last, like you belong. And a lot of this stuff is based on forgiveness. You have to forgive. Forgive yourself, forgive other people. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Forgiveness. Why is that in the mythology of Jesus Christ, the last words. Forgiveness. Because it liberates you. Let it go. We've got to liberate ourselves from the stories we're hanging on to. That's how we spiritually liberate ourselves. And the foundation of that is surrendering that limited sense of I. So you become limitless, open to new possibilities, unlimited possibilities of being. It's amazing. And yeah, it's just, you get support. We have the Superhero Blueprint, you know, this 9-month program. It's, you know, there's myself, there's David Wolf, Michael McIntosh, Ariel Hecht, Taylor Core, Joshua Benavides, Gerard O'Donnell, Nassim Haramein, David Wilcox, all kinds of people on this training that are giving you the benefit of some extremely powerful wisdom. Not just knowledge, ideas, philosophies, wisdom. Stuff that they've applied that works, that works, that works, that works. And of course, we're always into condensing it to squeeze out the essence, the essence, the essence, so that we absolutely align with the deepest secrets from some of the world's most advanced yogis and spiritual teachers. Ancient, ancient, ancient wisdom that is as old as humanity, but it's buried under ego consciousness, under ego's ideas, under mind stuff. What we get into is soul stuff. And it's a direct experience of truth. It's not ideas. It's a direct experience of truth that makes you feel the peace, makes you feel the bliss, makes you feel the love, illuminates you and enlightens you. That's what's going to happen when you join this training. Wonderful stuff. Let's take a few soft, gentle deep breaths. So, what's it going to cost you? What's it going to cost you? Well, the original version of this training was $3,500. $3,500. That was the original version of this course. I personally, and I'm not sure, I don't know about Brother Michael, but I personally charge up to $1,000 an hour for my private time. For my consultancy, my business consultancy, my corporate clients, $1,000 an hour. That's what I charge. What you get in this training is a nine months of group coaching plus our complete superhero training blueprint with all this cutting edge new information and also personal one-on-one support sessions. From me, Brother Michael, Ariel, Taylor. But of course, it's way more affordable than $1,000 an hour. So for 9 months, you get the whole thing for $2,500. That's what it's currently priced at. Subject to increase at our discretion, of course. And we have a few options for you to get in the training if $2,500 is a little too much for you. You can pay today a one payment of just $1,497. So you're saving over $1,000 there. $1,497, one single payment, 2 day, you're in. Or you can go for a 4-month installment of $625 a month to pay you $2,500. Or you can go for a 10-month installment, $250 a month to pay you $2,500. But if you're really awesome and you get in the first 10 people to join, you can get access to the whole training for $1,389. So we'll knock you another $108 off because we love the keen ones, don't we? So if you're interested, go to superherotraining.com/apply. Superherotraining.com/apply and get on board. What's going to happen then is you can request an application. You'll then have to fill out a short application online and you're going to get an activation session. And if that is the case, you will receive a loving call from us with no pressure whatsoever to make sure you're actually ready to join this training and it's right for you, and you can pick a payment plan and then begin your adventure. And if you're really keen and you get on it within the next 24 hours, not only will you get all that, what I just said above, but you'll also get a very nice brand new package called How to Become a High-Paid Life Coach, sharing your expertise, the insider's method to facilitating massive transformation in clients. So you can be happily paid high prices for your invaluable advice and experiences. If you join in the next 24 hours, we'll give you that. So you can learn everything that we've learned, and as you're going through the training, becoming more and more and more empowered, set yourself up from day one to be a life coach who gets paid good bucks for doing what he loves to do. Plus, if you want to become a best-selling author, we'll give you the 5 steps to becoming a self-published best-selling author in 60 days or less. That's what you get if you join today. The 5 steps to becoming a best-selling, self-published author in 60 days or less without paying a lot of money or getting lost in a load of tech stuff. Discover the easy way to write and publish your book so you can get your message out there, help people, and get paid directly into your bank account. How wonderful. So let's just recap on that, what you get. Complete superhero training blueprint plus 9 months group coaching and personal support. How to become a paid life coach and a best-selling author in 60 days or less. That's if you get on it in 24 hours. $13.89 for the first 10 people. $14.97 for everyone after that. So go for it. Superherotraining.com/apply. Sounds like a great deal to me. And I'll see you on the training and looking forward to sharing in the stories of your success. My name is Nick Good. Have a beautiful, amazing day and aloha.